This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, this most auspicious confluence age is the age to transfer yourselves. You now have to change from the most degraded humans into the most elevated humans. Question. Which children are praised with the Father? Answer. The praise of those who become teachers and instruments to benefit many is sung with the Father's praise. Baba Karan Karavanhar benefits many through you children. This is why you children are also praised with the Father. People say, Baba, so-and-so had mercy on me, and look at what I have now become from what I was. Without becoming a teacher, you cannot receive blessings. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father asks you spiritual children. First he explains, and then he also asks. You children now know the Father. Some people say that he is omnipresent, but before that, they should at least be able to recognize the Father, who the Father is. They should recognize him and then say where his place of residence is. If someone does not know the Father, how can he come to know about his place of residence? They simply say that he is beyond form and name, which means he doesn't exist. So how could they even think of a place of residence for someone who doesn't exist? You children now know this. First of all, the Father gave you his own introduction. Then he explained about his place of residence. The Father says, I have come to give you my introduction through this chariot. I am the Father of all of you, the one who is called the Supreme Father. No one knows anything about the Father. If the Father had no name, form, time or place, how could there be any of this for his children? If the Father is beyond name and form, where would his children come from? Since there are the children, there must definitely be the Father. This proves that he is not beyond name and form. His children also have names and form, no matter how subtle they are. The sky is subtle, but it still has the name sky. Empty space is subtle, and so the Father too is very subtle. Children speak of the wonderful star that enters the body of this one, who is also called a soul. The Father resides in the supreme abode, which is the place of residence. Their visions go upwards when they point upwards with their fingers and remember him. Therefore, the one that they remember must definitely exist. They speak of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. To say that he is beyond name and form is ignorance. Knowing the Father means to have this knowledge. You understand that you were previously ignorant. You neither knew the Father nor yourselves. Now you understand that you are souls and not bodies. Souls are said to be imperishable, and so they are definitely things that exist. The word imperishable is not a name for souls. Imperishable means that which can't be destroyed. Therefore, it definitely is something. This has been explained very clearly to you children. You sweetest children, the ones whom he calls his children, are imperishable souls. It is the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father of all souls, who is sitting here and explaining to you. This play is only performed once, when the Father comes and gives his introduction to you children. I too am an actor. How I play my part is in your intellects. He makes old impure souls new and pure. Therefore the bodies you receive there are also beautiful. This is now in your intellect. You say, Baba, Baba. This part is now being enacted. You souls say that Baba has come in order to take you children back home to your abode of silence. After the land of silence, there is the land of happiness. There cannot be the land of sorrow immediately after the land of silence. There can only be happiness in the new world. If those deities were living now and someone asked them where they now resided, they would say that they reside in heaven. Those non-living images can't tell you this. However, you can say that we were the deities who originally resided in heaven, and that having gone around the cycle of 84 births, we are now at the confluence age. This is the most elevated confluence age, when we are being transferred. You children know that you are becoming the most elevated human beings. Every 5,000 years you become Satipratthana. All of you become Satipratthana number-wise. It is souls who have received parts. You would not say that it is human beings who receive parts. It is I, this soul, who receive a part. I, this soul, take 84 births. I, this soul, am an heir. Heirs are always male, not female. Therefore, you children should firmly understand that you souls are male. All of us receive the inheritance from the unlimited Father. Only sons, not daughters, receive an inheritance from limited physical fathers. It isn't that some souls always become female. The Father explains that all souls sometimes take male bodies and sometimes female bodies. At this time, all of you souls are male. All souls receive the inheritance from the one Father. All of you are sons. The Father of all is one. The Father says, O children, all of you souls are males. You are my spiritual children. Both males and females are needed for you to play your parts, for only then can the human world population grow. No one but you knows these things. Although people say that they are brothers, they do not understand how. You now say, Baba, we have claimed our inheritance from you innumerable times. This has become firm for you souls. Souls definitely remember the Father. O Baba, have mercy. Baba, come now and we will all become your children. We souls will forget our bodies and all our bodily relations and will only remember you. The Father has explained, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Father. How you claim your inheritance from the Father and how you become deities every 5,000 years is something you have to know. You now know from whom you receive the inheritance of heaven. The Father is not a resident of heaven, but he makes you children that. He himself only comes in hell. You invite the Father to hell when you have all become Tamopratan. This world is Tamopratan. The world was Satopratan 5,000 years ago when it was their kingdom. You now understand these aspects of this study. This is a study for becoming deities from ordinary human beings. It is said that it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. When you become a child, you become an heir. The Father says, "All of you souls are my children, and I give you all the inheritance. You are all brothers. Your place of residence is the supreme region, the land beyond sound, Nirvana, which is also called the incorporeal world. All souls reside there. Beyond the sun and moon is your home of sweet silence. But you can't go and just sit there forevermore. What would you do while sitting there? That is a non-living stage. Only when souls are playing parts are they said to be living. Souls are living, but when they are not playing parts, they are non-living. If you simply stand here without moving your hands and feet, it would be as though you were non-living. There is natural silence. It is as though souls are non-living. They do not perform any parts there. The beauty is in the parts you play. What beauty would there be in the land of silence? Souls there are beyond experiencing happiness or sorrow. They don't perform any parts there. And so what would be the benefit of staying there? You first of all play your parts of happiness. Each of you has received a part in advance. Some say that they want eternal liberation. If that bubble were to merge into the water, it would be as though that soul no longer existed. When a soul has no part to play, he is said to be non-living. Whilst a living being, what would be the benefit of him staying there as a non-living being? Everyone has to play a part. The principal parts are played by the heroes and heroines. You children receive the titles of hero and heroine. You souls play your parts here. First you rule the kingdom of happiness, and then you go into Ravan's kingdom of sorrow. The Father now says, "You children now have to give everyone this message. You must become teachers and explain these things to others. Those who do not become teachers will claim a low status. How can any of you claim blessings unless you become a teacher? If you give others wealth, they would become happy, would they not? They would feel inside that you Brahma Kumaris have such a lot of mercy for them that you completely transform them. In fact, they only sing praise of the One Father, Wah Baba. You bring so much benefit to us through these children. It has to happen through someone. The Father is the one who inspires others to act, and who has everything accomplished through others. He enables everything to be done through you. therefore there is benefit for you. This is why you plant this sapling and benefit others. To whatever extent you serve, you claim a status accordingly. In order to become a king, you have to create subjects. Those who are placed high in the rosary become kings. The rosary has to be created. Ask yourself, what number will I claim in the rosary? The 9 jewels are the main ones. The one who makes others into diamonds is in the middle. The diamond is set in the middle of the jewels, just as at the beginning of a rosary there is a tassel. At the end, you will come to know who the main beads are that go into the dynasty. At the end, you will definitely have visions. You will see how everyone experiences punishment. At the start of the Yagya, you used to see this in the subtle region in divine visions. This is incognito. Where a soul experiences punishment is also part of the drama. Souls are punished in the jail of a womb. When they are in that jail, they see Dharamraj and cry to be let out. All sicknesses, etc., are also karmic accounts. All of these things have to be understood. The Father will definitely tell you that which is right. You are now becoming righteous. Righteous ones are those who take a lot of strength from the Father. You become the masters of the world. You have so much strength. There is no question of upheaval, etc. in this. It is when someone has insufficient strength that there are so many upheavals. You children receive enough strength to last you for half a cycle. However, that too is number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You can't all receive the same strength. You can't all receive the same status. All of this is predestined. It is eternally predestined in this drama. Some come at the very end. They take one or two births and then leave their bodies. They are just like the mosquitoes at the time of Diwali that are born at night and are dead by the morning. They are countless. But you can at least count human beings. The souls that come at the beginning have long lifespans. You children should have so much happiness of being the ones who will have long lifespans. You play full parts. The Father explains to you how you play your full parts. You come down from above to play your parts according to how much you study now. This study of yours is for the new world. The Father says, I have taught you many times before. This study is imperishable. You claim a reward for half a cycle. Through a perishable study, you experience temporary happiness. Someone who becomes a barrister now will become a barrister after a cycle. You also know that whatever part someone plays, he will play that part every cycle. Whether someone is a deity or a shudra, each one plays his same part every cycle. There cannot be the slightest difference in it. Each one has to play his own part. This play is predestined. You ask, which is greater, the effort or the reward? Without making effort, there can be no reward. According to the drama, you receive your reward by making effort. Everything depends on the drama. Some make effort, whereas others don't. Some come here, and yet they don't make any effort. Therefore, they won't receive any reward. Whatever is enacted in the world drama, it is predestined. Each soul has his part already fixed in him from the beginning to the end. Similarly, you souls have your parts of 84 births. You become like diamonds, and you then become like shells. It is now that you hear about these things. If someone fails at school, it is said that he doesn't have an intellect, that he is unable to inculcate anything. This is called the variety tree and the variety features. Only the father explains the knowledge of the variety tree to you. He also explains the kalpa tree. The example of the banyan tree refers to this. Its branches spread out a great deal. You children understand that souls are imperishable. Your bodies will be destroyed. It is you souls who imbibe this knowledge. You souls that take 84 births. Your bodies keep changing. You souls remain the same, whereas you keep taking different bodies with which you play your parts. This is a new aspect. You children have now been given this understanding. You also understood this a cycle ago. The father comes in Bharat. You continue to give everyone this message. There will not be anyone who doesn't receive this message. Everyone has a right to hear this message, and everyone will also claim an inheritance from the Father. Since they are the children of the Father, they should at least hear something. The Father explains, I am the Father of all you souls. You souls claim that status by studying the beginning, the middle and the end of creation from me. All other souls go and rest in the land of liberation. The Father grants everyone salvation. They say, God, your game is so wonderful. What game? The game of transforming this old world. You all know about this. It is only the human beings who would know this. The Father comes and only tells you children these things. The Father is knowledgeful, and he makes you knowledgeful. You become this number-wise. Those who claim a scholarship are said to be knowledgeful. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and we, spiritual children, say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Remain constantly aware that all of you souls are male and that you have to claim your full inheritance from the Father. Study and teach others this study of becoming deities from ordinary human beings. 2. Whatever act is being played out in the whole world, it is predestined in the drama. Both the effort and the reward are fixed within it. You must understand very clearly that if no effort is made, there can be no reward. Blessing. May you be a true spiritual server who does all types of service with love from a true heart. It may be any type of service, but when it is done with love from a true heart, you then receive 100 marks for it. Let there not be any irritation in any service you do. Let service not just be in name. Your service is to put right that which has gone wrong, to give happiness to everyone, to make souls yogya, capable and worthy, and yogi, to uplift those who defame you, and to give your company and cooperation at a time of need. Those who do such service are true spiritual servers. Slogan. Purity is the newness of Brahmin life. It is the foundation of this knowledge. Om Shanti.